And now stay tuned for the program that has rated tops in popularity for a longer period of time than any other West Coast program in radio history.
This is a gross exaggeration and a fabrication.
Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerke. On this evening's show, we're going to hear some apologies, hand out some bouquets, do some wishing, go sideways, and celebrate the birthday of Dave Dreyer. For no particular reason, the first segment of this show is a set of sorry songs. No, not sorry songs as in not very good, but sorry songs as in I'm sorry. Here's Billy James.
We both broke our vow, but I'm sorry, you're sorry, we're both sorry now. Thank you.
you forget, won't you forgive? Don't let us say goodbye, please don't say goodbye. One little word, one little smile, one little kiss. Come on, baby, can't you try? Oh, I know you're gonna try. Well, all right, then. It breaks my heart to hear you sigh. Oh, you know, baby, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I made you cry. You hear me? Yeah. Come on, try that bit. Yes, you know I'm sorry. I made you cry.
Thank you.
Well, three more jaunty, bouncy tunes you couldn't have, and they kind of belie the theme of being sorry in that set. We just heard Nat Shelkrit and the Victor Orchestra with Harry Haley McClaskey, better known as Henry Burr, among other pseudonyms, asking Why Should I Say I'm Sorry on April 28, 1927. I love the piano duet in there by brother Jack Shelkrit and Milt Rettenberg, one of several duets the pair recorded with the Victor Orchestra. In addition to recording dozens of sides as sideman and accompanist, Milt Rettenberg composed Sweet Nothing, which was recorded by Shilkret's rhythm melodists in 1928 and by our friend Peter Minton and Jim Rosevere in a fabulous arrangement for piano and theater organ recorded at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, California in 1998. On Christmas Eve of 1936, Fats Waller was in the recording studio with his rhythm, and you heard one of the results, I'm Sorry I Made You Cry. I'm Sorry I Made You Cry was written by N.J. Clesi, C-L-E-S-I, and that's all I'm going to tell you about him, at this point anyway. You'll find out more in a few weeks. We started that Sorry set with Billy James and his orchestra with a title reminiscent of I Scream, You Scream, We All Scream for Ice Cream. I'm Sorry, You're Sorry, We're Both Sorry Now. The vocalist on that April 17, 1928 banner 78 was Jack Kaufman. Bandleader and pianist Billy James was also composer of Carolina Mammy and Carolina Sunshine, but not confining himself to Dixie, also When It's Moonlight in Tokyo, T-O-K-I-O, in 1917. The name Billy James was used by a number of other bands on dozens of recordings. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. We started off with some I'm Sorry's, and apologies are often accompanied by flowers. So we're going to follow those musical apologies with some musical bouquets, beginning with Johnny Johnson and his orchestra, who have a big bouquet for you.
Garden blooming at your feet. at me and this heart of mine to make it all complete. Love has come today to make a big bouquet for you.
Thank you. lovers once sent their bouquets to a lady, one orchid, one rose is divine, and one of those bouquets was mine, the roses. The beautiful lady accepted the bouquets, and one in her room she displayed, the other she gave to her maid, the roses. Orchids mean just a romance that lives but for a day, but even a few faded roses mean love that won't fade away. Tomorrow my beautiful lady will marry, and I've had a card to attend, but I mustn't go, I'll just send some roses.
I do believe that's a Rapidly Rotating Records debut, not only for that record, but for that group, Happy Felton and his orchestra. That was Two Bouquets, recorded March 23, 1938. Happy Felton's real name was Francis J. Felton, Jr., and the band had made a few unissued recordings for Jeanette in 1930, before making this and about seven other sides for Vocalion. The band was also featured in the 1938 Vitaphone short, Music with a Smile in the Happy Felton Style, in which the girl trio The Three Reasons also appeared. Before Happy Felton, it was Paul Whiteman and his orchestra with In My Bouquet of Memories from April 21, 1928. Before that, it was the peppy, upbeat tune with the unflattering title, You're Just a Flower from an Old Bouquet, which also contained a musical reference to Just a Song at Twilight. You're Just a Flower from an Old Bouquet was written by Gwen Denny and composed by Lucien Denny, who also brought us My Twilight Dream of You and The Old Songs I Long to Hear. You're Just a Flower from an Old Bouquet was sung by the international favorite coloratura soprano Madame de Pasquale, and also recorded by Vincent Lopez and his Pennsylvania Orchestra, whose name is misspelled on the sheet music, adding an E at the end of Lopez. This recording was by Bob Herring, who was credited on various issues of that Lincoln 78 as both Dale's Dance Orchestra and Lane's Dance Orchestra. We started off with A Big Bouquet for You from Johnny Johnson and his orchestra around August 19, 1930. The vocalist was Fred Kintz, who played clarinet and alto sax in the band. Gus Kahn wrote the lyric and Seymour Simons the tune.
Have a particular song or artist you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records? Well, you can send your requests and your comments about the show by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711. That's Glenn, G-L-E-N-N, at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California, 91711.
In this next segment of the show, for no particular reason, we're going to make some wishes. Here's Fats Waller once again. Thank you.
every time I wish I had you. Every time I dream, the dream is for two. You're the part within my heart that beats all day. Seems to say I love you. Everywhere I go, you're all that I see. Wonder if you know what you mean to me. Wishes would be grand if only they came through. For every time I wish, baby, I wish that I had you, yeah.
Thank you.
We started off that Wishful set with Fats Waller and his rhythm from October 13th, 1938, and a Wish I Had You. Next was Benny Moten and his Kansas City Orchestra recording in Kansas City on October 28th, 1930 with I Wish I Could Be Blue. And we finished up with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra with a not very nice sentiment, I Wish I Could Make You Cry. That was recorded March 21st, 1924, and I wish I could tell you who wrote I Wish I Could Make You Cry, but I can't. I can tell you that I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL, Avalon, on demand anytime at all online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, and on iTunes as a podcast. For this next segment of the show, we're going to go sideways, again for no particular reason. There's no particular reason for a lot on this show. Here are the Hi-Hatters.
Killarney skies, you're the sweetest girl this side of heaven. With your tiny turned up nose and your cheeks just like a rose, you're the sweetest girl this side of heaven. I can hear the angels singing when I hear you call me dear. With your loving arms a-clinging, seems that heaven's mighty near. Since my heart has told me so, sure I want the world to know, you're the sweetest girl this side of heaven.
What love can do, take a little look at me. Yesterday I was so blue, bluer than the deep blue sea. Now I'm singing whistling a tune all the live long day. If you want to know just why, I can truthfully say I've got a feeling I found her. It was something she said. She's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head. All of my troubles are mended. She's my needle and thread. 'Cause she's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head. Oh, that wonderful smile. Oh, I fell from the start. You should listen a while to the thump, thump, thumping on my poor old heart. We got a wonderful future, one that's rosy and red. 'Cause she's got me walking on the tip of my toes, and my hat's on the side of my head.
Guy Lombardo was famous for the sweetest music this side of heaven, but there you heard Charlie Davis and his orchestra with a vocal by Frank Parrish, who played guitar in the band. Leader Charlie Davis played trumpet and piano and made several sides for Jeanette in 1923 and 24, which were not issued. A session in Indianapolis in June of 1928 resulted in a Brunswick and some Vocalion sides, and he returned to the Jeanette Studios in Richmond, Indiana the following year to make a couple of records for a Perfect Circle Piston Rings advertising campaign. The Sweetest Music This Side of Heaven was recorded May 16, 1934 for the American Record Corporation and released on the Banner label. Before Charlie Davis, it was Al Boley with Ray Noble's Orchestra on November 9, 1933, and My Hat's on the Side of My Head, written by Harry Woods and Jack Hulbert. I love Al's mammy at the end of that. Not only did we have the sweetest music on this side of heaven, we started off with the sweetest girl this side of heaven. That was Frank Luther with the Hi-Hatters on April 3, 1930.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
This very day, September 22nd, marks the birth in 1894 in New York City of composer Dave Dreyer. He started off as a staff pianist and song plugger and was accompanist on the vaudeville circuit for Belle Baker, Al Jolson, Frank Fay, and Sophie Tucker. He joined the Irving Berlin Music Company in 1923 and stayed until 1947 when he formed his own music publishing company. From 1929 to 40, he wrote film scores and was head of the music department for RKO Radio Pictures. Dave Dreyer died March 2, 1967. With various collaborators, his catalog includes hits such as Me and My Shadow, There's a Rainbow Round My Shoulder, and these.
What a night for spooning. When the silver moon up high, floating in a summer sky, she says, what a night for spooning. And if it starts to rain, cats and dogs, does she run away? Let it blow, let it snow, do you think she gives a good gosh darn? She just looks up at the sky, closes her two baby eyes, and whispers, what a night for spooning. Thank you.
backyard. You'll see our castle in Spain through your window pane, back in your own backyard. Or you can go to the east, go to the west, but someday you'll come weary at heart back where you started from. You'll find your happiness lies right under your eyes, back in your own backyard. Thank you.
Back in May, I played Four Walls, sung by Irving Kaufman, but there you heard it by Johnny Johnson and his Statler Pennsylvanians, with the vocal trio of Bob Treister, drummer, Herb Muse, reed man, and Sam Brown, who played banjo in the band, and their version of Four Walls, recorded for Victor on December 21, 1927. Before that, from a Harmony 78, Columbia's budget label, which was still recording acoustically on January 17, 1928, and into 1929 for that matter, it was Frank Farrell and his Greenwich Village Orchestra with Back in Your Own Backyard. The vocalist was Scrappy Lambert, credited on the label with his real name, Harold. And we began our tribute to Dave Dreyer with Waring's Pennsylvanians and What a Night for Spooning. The vocalist on that September 7, 1928 Victor recording was Claire Hanlon, trombonist in the band. I'm Glenn Robison, and you've been listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. Thank you.